Also, when for low porosity hair, when you are applying your products, like on wash day, when you're applying your styling products, try drying your hair a bit more, like with a t-shirt. I would recommend drying your hair with a t-shirt or just something with 100%.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode is brought to you by Curls, Kinks, and Culture. I wanted to share with you guys that we, Proud and Curly, are going to be at Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest. It is on October the 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. It is a pop-up party in the park hosted by Talia Wajid. I'm so excited to announce that Proud and Curly will be there and we'll have our own booth and you guys can experience the podcast in person. You also can meet me and talk with me. I would love to see you guys. I was actually at Curl Fest with a few of some familiar voices, maybe. I don't know if you guys have seen them other than on Instagram, but Amelia and Corey, two of the guests here on this podcast in the early episodes, were with me repping Proud and Curly. We also had on some new Proud and Curly shirts that are going to be coming soon, so stay tuned for that. But on October 5th, Saturday, October 5th, from 11 to 7 p.m., we are going to be at the Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest, and it's going to be at Historic Fourth Ward in the Skate Park. So it's like right off the Beltline in Atlanta. It's right off the Beltline by the skate park. So it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so much fun. It's outside. They're going to have music, other freebies, food and drinks, and like yoga and stuff. So it sounds super fun. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a whole tent. Also, Corey is going to be there. She's going to have her own tent for Crochet by Kay. If you guys haven't seen any of her crochet pieces, you will see it that day. But definitely come out, come see us, and would love to take a picture with you. Would love to hear your journey. And yeah, I'll see you guys then on October 5th, Curls, Kinks, and Culture. The event is free, so you guys don't have to pay anything to get there. All you have to do is just show up, come say hi, and yeah, I would love to see you guys. All right, let's get into the show.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host. And today we have another solo episode for you guys. We're also doing the visual experience for you guys. If you haven't heard, we are doing all as many as possible episodes with a video version of it on our YouTube channel, Proud and Curly. So if you're not already watching, then the link is down below in the show notes. Be sure to come and say hello and subscribe to us on YouTube as well. It's really helpful, especially when I have like different things to show you guys. Or you want to see the guests that we're talking about and see how their hair even looks that they're talking about that goes with their journey. So it's definitely, I think, will be helpful for people. And maybe we'll find new people on YouTube. I don't know. So today we are going to go into what are the top ingredients / products you should look for your natural hair based on your hair porosity. And in last week's episode, we went over what hair porosity is and how to figure out if you have low, medium, or high porosity. So if you haven't heard the episode, definitely click down below in the description or show notes box. And you can go ahead and listen to that episode either before or after you listen to this one. But yes, I think it'll be very helpful to get that general understanding of what porosity is, and then come back here and be able to use that information to figure out what products work best for your hair. So, moisturizing your hair is the number one thing to keep in mind as you're on this hair journey trying to keep your hair and get your hair to be healthy. So, that's one thing that you always want to keep in mind. And so, that's what porosity is about your hair, if your hair accepts moisture, how it accepts moisture, and if it retains the moisture that it accepts. So based on knowing your hair porosity from last week's episode, now we're going to talk about each type, low, medium, and high, and what to look for in products, what kind of products will work better for you. And so we're going to start with low porosity hair. And just as a reminder, low porosity hair is when your hair accepts moisture, but it's hard for your hair to release that moisture. So it retains all the moisture that you give it. So it takes it in, but it doesn't release it. It takes forever for your hair to dry, things like that. And I talked about that more in the last episode, as I've been saying. But anyways, if you have low porosity hair, you're going to want to look for lighter products. So you're going to want to look for something that's not a heavy product. You're going to want to look for clarifying products, especially for your shampoos. You're going to want a clarifying shampoo. And I don't know if you would need to use this every week, but that's something that you would want to test with your hair, maybe twice a month. I would always recommend just once a month, but now that I realize I have high porosity hair, which we're going to get into what products work for that, it's kind of doesn't work to use clarifying shampoos with that type of hair. But if you have low porosity hair, you want to experiment with your hair and see what works best as far as how many times you should use clarifying shampoos and clarifying products. Other clarifying products or items that you might want to use in your hair, because all of these aren't like products that basically are a name brand that you would find in the hair aisle. Some of these products include things like tea tree oil, or tea tree. I guess that's oil. I don't know what other form tea tree comes in, so I'm just gonna say tea tree. So those products would include things like tea tree, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, but you want to make sure that's diluted. So those kind of things will strip your hair of all the moistures and make sure that that moisture that is getting stuck in your hair follicles is coming out. So it's forcing it to release that moisture, because it's your hair follicles are doing everything it can to keep that moisture in there. So you want to use products like clarifying shampoos or products with or actual make your own concoctions with diluted apple cider vinegar, tea tree oil, or lemon juice. So that might be something you want to experiment with on wash days, and experiment with how many wash days should you do it, if you should do it every wash day, if you should do it once every other wash day, twice a month, once a month, what works best for your hair. That's going to be something that you're going to have to try out and just try different things with. So another thing you want to use are, like I was saying with the lighter products, is light oils, which include things like jojoba oil, sweet almond oil, and argan oil. Now these are all kinds of oils that are really light, and they don't really they're not heavy oils. Like Jamaican black castor oil, you're not going to want to use those kind of oils. That's a heavy oil. Like when you put that oil on, if it's thick, it's heavy, and your hair with low porosity hair is going to keep all of that thickness in there, and it's going to be harder to get it out. You're going to definitely have to clarify a lot more if you're going to be using oils like that. So you can use lighter products with your hair like this, because it's going to keep in the oils that, or the moisture that is in like the jojoba and in the argan oil, is going to keep that moisture in there instead of letting it go. So you can use lighter oils, you can use lighter products. There is a good leave-in conditioner that I have upstairs. It's a lighter leave-in conditioner, and when you put it in your hair and it feels light, and when you rub it in, it feels almost watery. That's something that you might want to experiment with, just lighter products like that. And I like to use that when I'm straightening my hair, or when I'm straightening my hair, I don't want a lot of oils in my hair. I don't want a lot of heaviness, because it's going to cause my hair to look oily. When I already have a lot of product in my hair, and my hair is dirty, basically, I like to put it in there because it gives it a nice sheen. I used it today. I just used that and water, but I have a lot of gel in my hair already. So it kind of just helps slick it and put it in there without adding too much other product, if that makes sense. Also, when for low porosity hair, when you are applying your products, like on wash day, when you're applying your styling products, try drying your hair a bit more, like with a t-shirt. I would recommend drying your hair with a t-shirt or just something with 100% cotton. When you're doing like a wash and go or something like that, you're going to want to dry your hair a bit more. You don't want to apply, you aren't going to want to apply product to your hair while it's soaking wet with low porosity hair, because your hair already takes forever to dry. You're going to want to dry your hair a little bit with like 100% cotton t-shirt, and you're going to want to apply product to your hair when it's damp. Not soaking wet, like in the shower, but you're going to want to do it while it's damp. And of course, this is something that if that doesn't work quite well for you, you can try this out and see, it does it help if I apply product to my hair while it's damp, or does it need to be a little bit wetter? Does it need to be soaking wet? You're going to kind of want to experiment and see how that works for your hair, just like the clarifying shampoo. So these are just tips that you guys can take into consideration while doing your hair to try to figure out how your hair likes to be handled the best. And these are like just tactics and like ways that people use to judge as far as like how to get moisture in their hair and keep moisture in their hair or not keep as much moisture in their hair. Oh, other than clarifying products and other than light oils, you're also going to want to look for humectants, which are aloe vera, vegetable glycerin, honey, and agave nectar. I always wanted to try like the agave, you know, like that trend of getting some fresh agave, cutting it open, and taking out the gel that's inside and putting that on your hair. I've always wanted to try that, but apparently that's really good for people with low porosity hair. So definitely go to, you know, a market somewhere, to your local grocery store, and see if they have some aloe vera and get you like a little thing. At some of the markets, they're really inexpensive and you can get a big thing of it. And I don't even know if you need to use all of it or how many you need to use, but definitely look that up and see, like, try that out. Does aloe vera work for your hair? I've always wanted to try it, but if I don't have low porosity hair, maybe it's not the best. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I think for sure that I have high porosity hair, and I'm going to test out the products that we're going to talk about in a second for high porosity. And you guys, come along on this journey with me. If you're experimenting with your hair with these tactics and trying to go do the things for low porosity hair, if you have low porosity hair or high porosity hair, share your journey with us. I'm going to be doing a challenge, kind of it's going to be called hashtag PNC Porosity Challenge. And I want you guys to join us and just test out these tactics, because we need to figure out what works for our hair. Like, I'm tired of being in the store confused. I'm tired of being in the store like, does that work? Is this going to work for my hair? Or asking somebody what they use and being like, is that going to work for me? Like, we need to test and really take like notes of like what we're doing. So let's go to her high porosity. Like I did in the last video, we're going to go from low to high and then to medium, because medium is basically normal. So now, for high porosity, what products do we need? Because I think I'm in that high porosity test. My hair's still down here at the bottom. And the characteristics we talked about in the last episode really, you know, just hit home for me. And let's see, we're gonna test these methods out. For high porosity, you're going to want to use heavy oils and butters. Heavy butters. I always have some nearby. Just kidding. This is almost gone. This is like a heavy butter. It's called a conditioning style cream. So with our high porosity hair, since it is accepting in moisture and also releasing that moisture, allowing it in, receiving, and letting it go freely, more freely than your bank, than your wallets would like it to, you know, let's try to, you know, trick these cuticles to keep a little bit more products, because who has money to just be slathering on products for them to just disappear into the wind. Like, is that what happens to it? I want to see a visual. So basically, you're going to want to use heavy oils and butters. This is going to prevent moisture loss by creating a barrier. So this is like, we're tricking the hair. We're going to have like I was talking, Jamaican black castor oil. That is very thick of an oil, even just in your fingers, it's a thick oil. And putting that on your hair is going to trick your hair. It's going to think that it's releasing, but it's so thick that it's like not really moving. It's just there, like, you know what I mean? So we're going to kind of trick our hair with these, with this tactic. So heavy oils and butters and creams, every hairline has a good, like, thick cream. Oh, and this might explain it too. Every time I wash my hair, I use a deep conditioning, like, cream. And I really like Mix Chick's deep conditioner, but every time I wash my hair, I have to, because like I said, when I'm my hair is completely drenched, it feels bone dry, like, as it's wet. Like, it feels so dry and, like, almost brittle, but it's like a straw-like texture that it starts to feel like, and I'm just like, we need all the moisture. When I'm deep conditioning, I leave the conditioner that I use to detangle my hair with, I leave that on my hair, I add on top a thick deep conditioning treatment, I add that on top of my hair, on top of my conditioner, I let that sit, either for the rest of my shower, an hour or two, whatever I feel is necessary, I let that sit. And then when I rinse it out, I literally flip my hair over in the shower, and I flip it over, and I like kind of turn the water on in the shower, and I go, and I flip my hair over, because I started to realize my hair at the back of my hair is a very, like, almost silky texture. If anything in my hair had medium porosity, it's probably the very, like, nape of my neck. My hair is very loose there, and I talked about that in the other episode where we talked about hair patterns. That is, like, my loosest hair pattern. It probably has medium porosity. Like, it really doesn't matter what I do, like, as far as products and stuff. So, I let the water touch that first, and then I just try not to let it get too deep in there, and I squeeze it out to where I don't have, like, conditioner all over my hair, but I don't squeeze it out into where I don't feel it in my hair. We gotta still have some of that conditioner in, because it needs it on top. It needs that and the leave-in conditioner. So we need all that we can get. So, I would recommend that if you have high porosity hair. It's been working out great for me. Like I said, our hair, like, accepts and releases moisture as much as possible. So this is kind of a trick. I don't really let all of the moisture out, but it still disappears in a couple of days. So we're still going to need to know what else to use. Also, in my research, I found that protein treatments can help build up and fill in gaps in your hair. I've never done a protein treatment, not that I know of. I think when my hair was straightened, I wanted to get a keratin treatment, but that was mostly to straighten my hair and almost have a perm, but not really have a perm. So I never knew, like, I never learned about protein treatments or, like, hot oil mask treatment things. I've never tried that, but now that we're here and now that we're on this PNC porosity challenge, hashtag, now that we're on this challenge, we're going to try the things and we're going to hold each other accountable and we're going to check in with each other. So I'm going to check in with y'all and let y'all know how it's working. And I want y'all to do the same for me. Tag me on Instagram, tag it PNC porosity challenge, and, let us know, because we need to know if these tactics really work. I can only let y'all know about high porosity stuff. So I need some low porosity girls in here, and I need some other high porosity girls to let me know, like, is this really working or is it just working for me? I don't know. Like, I don't want this to be one-sided. We all need to know. And if you guys do the float test, definitely tag me on that too. I would love to see other people's results because I have no idea. The hair is now in the middle of the thing. I have no idea. I don't know if that works or not. And then last but not least, for high porosity hair, you're going to need rich butters and the cream. So you need whipped shea butters, stuff to seal in the moisture. So after you use those heavy oils and stuff, you're going to want to use some rich butter and cream to seal all of that in and use those things together on those wash days. I don't necessarily use a lot of oils on my wash days, so I'm going to try that out and see how that works. I definitely use creams and, like we said, deep conditioners. And I use leave-ins and I use gels. That's what I've mostly been using to kind of seal in my hair's moisture. But I do want to try like doing the lock method, which is leave-in, oil, and cream. So that sounds like what I need to be doing anyways for this hair porosity. So I'm going to try that out and we can see. And if you guys are interested in any hair videos on this channel, especially YouTube channel, I'm thinking about doing some of those because I used to record them on my YouTube channel, C Johnson, but I'm doing more of like a cooking channel and vegan healthy lifestyle. I recently went vegan about a year ago, so it's been very interesting and I've just been wanting to share more and more of my recipes and stuff and channel all of my hair and like hair learnings and stuff into Proud and Curly. So that's what we're doing. But I do have some hair videos I never even posted on my channel and stuff like this when it comes up and I want to just experiment and try it out. That's when I want to do hair videos on this channel. So definitely on our YouTube channel, subscribe, and we'll probably be doing some hair videos to just test out these tactics and these methods and see, like, do they really work? Like, does it work for me? And I would love to see you guys. I would love to put in y'all's clips of, like, y'all testing it out and doing the Proud and Curly PNC Porosity Challenge. So, yeah, let me know in the comments and on Instagram, wherever. Let me know if you're interested in that because I'm here. I am here for it. So, a list of products, in case I didn't really say. I know I've been all over the place a little bit. But a list of products for high porosity hair, including the rich butters and creams and protein, including that, some products to name a few are shampoos that are very moisturizing. So like a shea shampoo or shea like line or something like, I have one upstairs by... I don't want to name brands though. I do want to do that in another episode. Maybe we'll go into depth in another episode of actual tangible name brands instead of just naming like the products, the ingredients to look for. Maybe we'll do another episode in the future about like these actual products from these brands because, hey, I want to be as real as possible. I want you to go down the aisle and be like, nope, I know to get this one and not be in there struggling all night. So... Target's about to close. Like, we can't be in this aisle all day. So you're going to look for shampoos that are very moisturizing. So if you're going to clarify, I would say clarify maybe once every while. But really, you can do, like, co-washes. You can do shampoos that have a lot of moisture in them. I think I have an almond milk shampoo that is doing really well. And I think I also have, like, a coconut cream conditioner that I've been using, so that's been working well for me. You're gonna want to use Jamaican Black castor oil. I haven't had that in a while, but I used to use that a lot on my hair, so I'm gonna get back into it. Olive oil, coconut oil. I do use coconut oil on my hair every once in a while, but not on wash days, and I need to incorporate that into my regimen and like my hairstyling. But I will use coconut oil as like a refresher to do something like this, to slick my hair back, to just kind of revive my hair. I will use coconut oil, shea butter, Apogee, two-step, and also like protein treatments. And I'm a little nervous, but I'm gonna try a protein treatment and maybe I'll do a separate video on me trying a protein treatment for high porosity hair. We'll see how that goes. So yeah, that is what to look for low and high porosity hair. Now, if you have medium porosity hair, you are just blessed. You are graced. Like, you probably didn't even get to this part of the episode because you're probably like, I ain't never had them problems. I use what I want to use in my hair. And, you know, good for you. Good for you. You know, all of us, you know, don't have it that easy. So I'm glad if you got to the end of this episode that you're, you know, you're here with us and you are, you know, understanding, being empathetic towards us without that porosity. I'm just kidding. If you have medium porosity hair, and basically that means you don't have any issues as far as receiving moisture, or you don't have any issues about letting moisture go, it like stays at a pretty normal consistency and is neither one of those extremes that I've been talking about, you may want to do an occasional protein treatment, but it's not necessary. Like, this is something you're going to want to experiment with your hair and see, like, do I need a protein treatment? Maybe if your hair is feeling a little dry and you feel like it's letting go of some of the product, maybe you do. Or if you're not putting as, if you're using too many light products, I don't know, because it's like in the middle. So it's like you got to find a happy medium between, because then I was just about to say, use lighter products on your hair. So you're going to want to use lighter products on your hair to avoid product buildup and weighing down your hair. But then on the other end, you may want to try and experiment with protein treatments. So that's something you're going to like need to see exactly where your hair falls in between those two extremes. If it's in the middle, straight in the middle, or if it's a little bit closer to low porosity or a little bit closer to high porosity. So with that respect, you can test light products on your hair and you can test protein treatments and maybe a couple of oils here and there. But it won't be something that you will need to make sure you do every single like wash day, and you don't need to do it every on your regimen every time. It's something that if your hair feels dry, hey, maybe I need to use something heavier on my hair. Or if your hair is feeling a little too heavy, hey, maybe I don't need to use that Jamaican black castor oil. I know I'm trying to get my hair to grow, but maybe I can't use that too much. You know what I mean? Jamaican black castor oil is good for hair growth. If you didn't know that, fun fact. But yeah, so it's going to be something that you kind of need to test out and see what works for you. And same thing with the other two as well, with low and high porosity. You're also going to need to test and see. And that's why we're doing the PNC Porosity Challenge. So if you have medium porosity, you can also join us on this challenge and, you know, just report your results. Let us know on Instagram your stories. Tag us on your Instagram stories, hashtag PNC Porosity Challenge at Proud and Curly. Let us know what you think. Let us know. Report your results. We're going to repost you guys. We're going to, you know, figure this out together and figure out what products work for our hair. So if you guys need help finding your porosity, you can check out last week's episode, but you can also click the link down below to the quiz. I created a What's My Hair Porosity quiz, so that it will help you a little bit more, so you can take the tactics that we talked about today and use that, go ahead and use that straight away for your hair. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on whatever app you're listening to and on YouTube. And until next time, I will see you guys next week. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. And until next week, stay proud and curly.